going on, guys? So basically, me and my two friends decided to make a podcast called a Lunch Table Podcast. And it is our first time making one of these episodes. So we recorded it on Discord, and if like one person is louder than the other person, or there's a lot of glitches or anything, I apologize. Just try to listen through it, and there might be some mistakes. We tried our best, but it is our first time trying this, so it may be a little messy. But yeah, this is something new, and I'm posting it on the MLWD account as well as my friend's posting on his account, Just Colin, on YouTube. So you can go check that out as well. Yeah, thank you so much for listening. Enjoy. I just did a quadruple backflip from the intro. You didn't see it, but I did it. You know I did it. I know. You trust me?
Yes.
No.
Okay, because I did it. All right. Welcome to the Lunch Table Podcast. My name's Karsten.
I'm Colin.
And I'm Nate.
And today, we're going to be talking about the lunch table, or more broadly, school lunch.
Respectfully.
So, you know, we should probably have somebody go first and tell a story, tell an event or an opinion or something.
I'm it.
Yeah, Colin, why don't you go? I trust that you have good things written down.
All right.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, can say by the toe. If you are, let me go. My mother says to you.
My mother said to you, pick the very best one, and that is you.
You are it. All right.
Okay.
Paper towel lady. You remember her?
Yes.
All right. So basically, for the people that don't know, which is most of you.
Most of you.
Almost all of you. If you don't go to our school, it's...
Yeah, geez, it's not just your school. Oh my God.
Keep going, man. All
right. There was just... I don't know where she went. She doesn't do it anymore, but...
She left.
She used to just go on like the school microphone in the cafeteria and just go, paper towels, get your paper towels. The paper towels are crying. Get them paper towels today. She's like a sales lady.
Yeah, all right. It was like we were in one like infomercial. She was like trying to sell us these paper towels. She loved paper towels.
Didn't she have a...
She was on the microphone. It was May 4th. Like, you know, May... Sorry, Nate.
You had to wait a couple seconds before... after someone talks.
For May the 4th be with you. She was on the microphone. Now, this is the only one I remember, but she's like... In a galaxy far, far away, Yoda and his paper towels had wanted to sell you paper towels. Get your paper towels. And yeah, she said it the exact same way every day. Like, we're like, okay, we get it. Get us paper towels. Like, I guess she just didn't want us to leave a mess or something. So annoying.
Didn't she have, like, a very thick accent?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
No, that was
paper
the other lady.
Paper towels. Get your paper towels. Yeah, the other lady had the accent. Yeah. But she just said it weird. She's like, paper towels. Come get your paper towels.
No, that was the Miss Richards.
This is Blanc. And then there's another one.
I remember. Oh, yeah. I remember.
It was Blanco.
Blanco, yeah.
Blanco. Oh, yeah, you're right.
She used to be the indoor recess teacher.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah,
my favorite teacher.
And then she would be the teacher who was at the playground telling us that our swing limit had been reached and we've been on the swing for too long and we have to let the next people go on.
But then we would never just do that, so.
Yeah, no.
Then we would just kick the other kids off.
We basically bribed those people. We'd be like, how about this? I'll give you free swings the rest of your life if you let us go on. We never did that. Sometimes.
Or you'd be like, 2 more minutes and just like never get off.
Yeah.
5 more minutes!
Speaking of our paper towel lady at the school, so I used to fall off my chair all the time. this has all to do with paper towels, but like I don't know what it is, and it's not purposeful, I promise you. But something about it, those chairs, they're stupid, and I want to talk about them.
They're very small and circular.
Yeah,
and they don't have a back, so I would just lean back, because I just lean back, you know, freely lean back. I just lean back when I said that, and I just fell to my demise every single time, and I probably did it like 3 times a day, and it kind of just became a little inside meme to our friend group, so it's pretty funny. But we should talk more about these chairs, because they're so bad, and they used to be better.
Yeah, because we used to have like the actual chairs like in the classroom, but then then they were connected to the tables. Maybe somebody
you could
stole
push
them.
The chairs in, you could move them, and you could grab chairs if someone didn't fit, put it at the end. These ones were connected at the bottom, they were super low, circular, had a weird texture, and they didn't have a back. They were horrible.
Yeah, there was still like the disconnected chairs, so like if somebody didn't fit, then Miss Wolf.
Yeah, there was like one table that had those, I think there was one table they kept.
It was like the allergy table.
Yeah, but there's one teacher that I think it was like Miss Wolf. She always yelled at us when we moved a chair.
Yeah, but then sometimes she would move the chair.
I know, she
also sit with
like
us sometimes.
They don't like when we do that for some reason.
I don't know why.
She would sit with us and be like, hey, what are you having for lunch? Oh, is that soda? You're bringing soda to school?
Absolutely not.
It's literally just chocolate milk.
One time I brought candy. I brought Gobstoppers. And she was like, so are you going to eat all of those like your siblings? Are you going to spill them all on the floor? I'm like, maybe, maybe not.
Jeez.
Are you just like your brother? Because your brother was doing cartwheels before.
Yeah.
That's what she always said to me.
Yeah, my she would always be like, oh, your brother was standing on the tables earlier. He's being such a troublemaker. And she like made it up, but like it was so funny. She'd be like, oh, you wouldn't believe what your brother did today. And I'm like, oh no, what'd he do? And he's like, ran across the tables. He jumped the tables. And I'm like, oh no.
Like an Olympic jumper. Like he had one of those like really long poles and like,
yeah,
like
pole vaulting. Like,
it was pole vaulting. Yeah. He pole vaulted over the tables. Like all the way across. You know, this reminds me of changes. On the topic of changes in the lunchroom from those chairs to new chairs, they had such a cool mural on the wall of like the ocean. There was like orca whales and sharks and really cool things. And they just covered it up with sound panels.
Yeah.
Like these giant gray sound panels and two large TVs that had no use to us. Only put slideshows of like COVID stuff, like wash your hands by saying ABCs twice or don't touch the T zone. It was an outline of a T with a kid's face in it.
And the first time we saw the T zone, everybody was just rubbing their hands across their face touching the T zone.
Don't touch the T zone.
Like, oh, don't touch it. Don't touch right here, guys.
It was so funny.
Yeah.
They can't see you, Nate.
Yeah, I know.
He's doing an impersonation of touching himself in the T zone.
But they got rid of that mural. It was such a good mural, and they put these stupid sound panels, and it did make a difference. There was less echo in that room. They should have kept the murals. It's iconic. It's been there for years.
Yeah, like, we really need to reduce the echo, because, you know, people were recording podcasts in here. they really had troubles.
There's many podcasters in here filming their podcasts.
All the kids talking in the background.
I don't know if you guys remember, but like when we like the first year we ever had lunch, there was like a traffic light and it like indicated like our sound level, and it was like green was good, yellow was getting too loud, and red got way too loud.
That never worked.
It never worked.
Oh yeah, they didn't yell at us.
Yeah, one time it was just stuck on red, and the teacher was yelling at us like one of the lunch table teachers. She was yelling at us, just like absolutely screaming at us on the microphone, and then we all like quieted down and it was still red, and she was like apologizing. She was like, oh, sorry guys.
Question. I found out who was tapping. It was Nate tapping under the table.
Oh, okay, I can hear that. I have a question. Do you think those actually work, or just do they like set it like a controller, like LED lights?
I don't think they
actually. There's no way it has like a sound like monitor in that. Like I always thought they worked, and then just recently I'm like, you know, that thing broke. But there's absolutely no way that in its prime years of working it could actually pick up our sound and change. Like there's just no.
Yeah, I never saw like any microphones or anything, or like anything behind it, or like any wiring.
I bet the teacher had like some sort of LED set thing, like an LED light controller. Like everybody has LED lights today. Everybody can relate to that.
Yeah.
LED lights.
Yeah. Something else I want to say. You hinted upon this before, but you know the allergy table we're talking about, the one with the actual chairs, the only table that has the chairs.
Yeah.
I always felt bad for the people who had to sit in the allergy table. It's like one table away from everybody, and it had a sign. It was like, no peanuts, tree nuts, cashews, or pistachios here. And they would just sit there alone eating their like sandwiches. And I remember people would just sit there to be alone, so they wouldn't like have their own, so they'd have their own table. I literally saw somebody eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich at that table. Like they were just sitting there with their friends, and one of them had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I'm like, that just defeats the purpose.
I remember one person, I forget what table I was sitting at, but I sat next to someone. This is like before the lunch table even started, and they're like, oh, is that a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? And he was like, yeah. He's like, and he went and sat at the allergy table.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Imagine doing that and be like, oh bro, are those cashews? He'd be like, yeah. He'd be like, oh, has to stand up and leave.
But
that sucks.
People would go there like when they didn't finish their lunch, they would go there and finish their lunch and then leave.
Yeah,
there's
that was
a
like
separate table for that.
What?
There's a separate table for
There is a separate table.
I used to always do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that's another thing I had on my list here. People would, so like especially on pizza days, Pizza Fridays, we'd get pizza, which they changed the pizza. It used to be so good. From Coppola's, a place near us, it was great. Now they do it weird. It's not as good, just to say.
Was it like Bellevue?
I disagree. I think it's
fine,
better.
You can disagree. Have your opinions. I like Coppola's.
I never
really
bought pizza. I don't really like pizza.
I always did. But the lines, oh my god, it was like, it was insane. People would line up. There was two sides to get them, because there was like four lunch ladies on either side, two on either side. People would line up on both sides. There'd be like 100 people on each line, even though that's impossible because there's like 100 people in our grade. But there were so many people, and I just remember seeing people's faces like at the very end of class, because they give us these time warnings. Like the Mrs. Paper towel lady, she'd be like, all right guys, finish up soon, you got 5 minutes left. Like it was
and you can also get an extra piece.
Sometimes you get, if there's enough pizza, like if you were the last people to have lunch, they would give you like, you'd go for two, like your second slice, and they'd give you a third one if you paid extra. Yeah,
I remember that. No, but people would be going in line to get their second ones while people were still getting their first slice. And I remember there'd be like 1 minute left and some kids would be walking out like really sad with their pizza on their like styrofoam tray. And they'd be like, oh, dang. And they'd have to sit at the extended
like,
table.
Like, all right, recess.
Yeah, do you remember when they converted like the styrofoam to like, we had like cardboard like towards near end of the year.
Oh, yeah.
And
some
of them were still styrofoam, but some of them were also cardboard. But do you, I was going to say something. Do you remember how many kids went up for a snack and just, like, bought out when there was new ice cream and the ice cream thing? People would just buy the ice cream.
I need to talk about that a little bit.
Everybody would have the ice cream.
Yeah.
So, my mom used to tell me, all right, you're only allowed to buy one snack a week and you're not allowed to buy ice cream. I don't know why she didn't want me to buy an ice cream. She just didn't want me to buy an ice cream. I bought ice cream every day for, like, 3 weeks straight.
My God.
And she saw it on her account because it was like it wasn't like physical money.
Yeah.
And I just started bringing physical money and buying snacks and stuff.
Yeah, my parents actually don't like me using the accounts. I don't really know why, but they just want us to pay in. Because me and my siblings would always go like negative. The most negative I've won is like negative almost $40. It was like $38.
Oh my God.
And and my parents got really mad at me, so I had to just bring like $3, three actual cash. And I would pay a $2 bill sometimes because every Easter my parents got me $2 bills. And there was always this one kid that I was behind or like in the line with me. He was like, bro, why are you giving away $2 bills? They're so rare. Oh my God, man. Man, can I have one? They're so rare. Oh my God.
Can I have one? Bro.
That happened to me way too much. I was always in debt. And there's like shame in them telling you like, oh, please tell your mom at home to add money to your account.
And
you,
the
you
one lady, I don't want to say her name.
She had the thickest accent.
No, the one lady, I don't want to say her name.
No, there's a different lady.
But, I know her first. Yeah, and she was the nicest, dude. She would always pay for me.
Sometimes she gave it to me.
Yeah, she just let us go. And then I'd come back for a snack, and she'd let me go.
Yeah, I felt bad going back for snack, but I was just like, I'm so hungry. Okay, I don't know about you, but the only snack I got was like those little pretzels or those chocolate cookies.
I was just about to talk about them.
Melted fudge, like molten lava cake chocolate.
I always got the red velvet.
Yeah, I always got the red velvet or the sugar cookies.
Oh, sugar cookies suck.
Oh, I like them. But do you guys remember churros? Do you guys remember the churros? And
I never had a churro. Yeah.
No, they were so good. And they had the little ones and then the really long ones for like a month and they were just gone.
Yeah.
They were just like not to be seen again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember they actually had to, my sister used to go to
our school.
And she's out of college now. So it was a long time ago.
Wow.
And they had to stop making churros because one time time it was pizza day and everyone came up for churros. And one kid, they rushed so hard and like everyone fell to the ground. One kid broke his arm on the rail.
Oh my God.
He fell on his arm, fell on the rail, like broke.
Tramping.
And then they stopped making the churros or stopped buying the churros for like 4 years until we got back into our school, until we got into the school.
That's fine. I'll cut it out.
Yeah,
it's fine.
You said our school name, audience. I'm going to have to cut that one out.
Yeah.
Sorry, Nate. Jeez. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Nate. Come on, Nate.
No, I do that, too. But anyway.
Are you the newbie?
Thing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're spending a lot of time talking about snack, but actually, I thought of another story. So, my mom, back when I was in, like, first grade or second grade, she'd be like, all right, ask me if you want a snack. Because I had a watch, because I have an Apple Watch that I needed for my Dexcom, because, you know, I'm a diabetic, obviously. I have a whole podcast dedicated to this. But I don't want to take out my phone to check my number. And also, it can connect to, like, my mom's watch and stuff. So, like, we can see it on our watches. It's a lot easier to check on there.
Yeah.
But she'd always be like, just send me, like, on the Apple Watch, you can make custom text to, like, send things. So I put one, it's like, can I have a snack? And she'd be like, just make sure to ask me if you want a snack or something. I think maybe she said that. Maybe I just thought that. But I always asked her for a snack. And one day, there was a free snack, and she wasn't answering my text. Like, they're like, all right, guys, free snack today for like whatever. Someone's like, it was some sort of holiday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, my mom isn't answering my text. I can't get snack. And I really wanted snack. And I was so sad. And I told my mom later, she's like, oh, you don't have to ask me. I never said that. I'm like, are you seriously?
Yeah.
And I'm like, all this time, I didn't have to ask you. I could just gotten snack. And I'm like, my one opportunity for free snack. So sad. It was so sad. But when they gave free snack, that was heaven. It was literally a holiday of its own. They'd be like, all right, everybody, get free snack today. I'm like, yes!
Yeah. Great. And if you literally just cut out, you were so loud. If you had if it was your birthday, you could get like cookies. You could get one cookie or like a bag of chips for free.
Yeah.
And I remember one time, I didn't know. I was like, it was like our first year. I wasn't even friends with you guys yet. And
you were friends with me in first grade.
Oh yeah, I was. And
we just never talked.
I didn't know you in first grade. I feel like we kind of. I was acquainted. Yeah. With you, but like we became friends in like.
Yeah. And it wasn't my birthday, and I just went up and told them it was, and I didn't know that they could see when my birthday was. So I went up and told them it was my birthday, and she was like, "Honey, are you sure? Are you sure, honey?" And I was like,
She just called these weird names.
It is. And she was like, no, it's not. You're just trying to get a free cookie. She sent me to principal's office. I didn't get in trouble, but I just got talked to.
Oh, man.
Are you okay, Sugar Burger? You good?
Yeah. There was so much like gossip when someone went to the principal's office. I wonder what happened. Yeah.
Carson, do you remember, didn't you do, like, in, like, third or fourth grade, you did, like, a petition to, like, you had a bunch of people assigned to get pepperoni pizza?
And they did for a time.
Yeah, they did. And then they bought pepperoni pizza, and then they started putting pepperoni in, like, little side dishes.
Yeah, in little mini containers.
Yeah, those
and
weren't as so good.
Stupid. Yeah. Like, it worked. They got pepperoni pizza, but they had it on the pizza. It was so good, you could choose. But then they just put it on the side. Now we're going
to... the cheese has to melt on top of it.
Yeah, we're going to take a break now.
I know, that makes it so good. Yeah, we're going to take a break, so we'll get back to you in a few minutes and join the lunch table once more. But we will take a little miniature break, and yes, that's about it. We'll continue our conversation. So yeah, bye.
And we're back.
That was perfect.
You wouldn't believe how long.
Oh my god, a whole 1 minute and 20 seconds.
I know, we did that like 7 times though.
All right.
That was fun. We're back to the
We're back.
Anyone want to kick it off?
What were we talking about? I don't know.
We were talking about our break. No, we're talking about pepperoni pizza.
So, Carson got his the pepperoni pizza
petition.
And it was only for, like, a month, really. Like, it wasn't that long. But then they took it away for a little bit, and then they brought it back. But, like, as little side dishes. And you had to pay, like, extra to get more pepperoni. And there's only, like, 3 pepperoni pieces in, like, the side dish. So it was really annoying. Yeah, really annoying.
Every time I picked up the pizza, it would, like, fall off. It wasn't even stuck, and the cheese wasn't good. It was horrible.
Yeah. Like, the cheese has to be melted into the topping for it to be good. And it also has to be hot, too. Like,
yeah, it
wasn't really
cold. It was kind of just like room temperature.
It was like the grilled cheese. Like it wasn't melted at all.
It was sitting out for a while.
I mean, it was.
Do you guys, let's move on from snack. We've been talking about it for a pretty long time.
Yeah. I have something. So, we have a friend named Max.
No, we don't. Who's Max?
He's a slightly crazy. He does eat a lot of food. He does eat a lot of random food. For example, just 2 examples. Floor Doritos. At our table, at the designated lunch table, which I should clear this up, first of all. We have designated spots and a designated table.
Yeah.
And we've gone to it every single day of every single year so far.
And that's kind of why our podcast is called Lunch Table, because it's just kind of all of our friends like just hanging out, talking, having a good time.
That's kind of That's what this is.
Yeah.
Anyway, Max, when we came to our lunch table one day, because we were like last lunch period or something last year, I think. No, because we didn't have lunch last year, so 2 years ago, 5th grade.
Yeah.
There was Doritos all over the ground, like in the floor, stepped on. I'm like, Max, what would you do? Like, what could I do for you to eat that? And he just did. Like, he didn't ask anything. He just ate them. He just ate Doritos. And then he ate something from the garbage once. Like, how does he not die from this type of thing? I don't understand. It's kind of crazy.
Wait, this has nothing to do with school lunch, but it has something to do with Max being weird. So remember when they just ran off burping? Okay, so one time we were at Carson's pool and we were doing like a last leave the pool challenge. Me and Max were out and Carson, and he left out a plate of food so that the people had to get out to get the food. And me and Max stole the plate, and I was eating a gummy and I dropped it in the hot tub. And he ate it like 20 minutes later after it all soaked in. It was so big.
It was in for 20 minutes. It like expanded. No, but it was so funny.
I was like, oh my god, I found it.
I went inside to get water and that plate was there. And I walked back. I'm like, where'd the snacks go? And you're just eating.
No, we're eating it like right behind you.
I know. And I didn't know. And then Max was laughing. I'm like, oh, come on. Yeah. I was so mad.
We got the Pringles, and then we tried to get you to get more food for us. We're like, all right, only the biggest, strongest, most athletic person can do this.
Yeah, yeah. Get us more food. I didn't go for it. I didn't do it. Another thing Max was being weird about at lunch. This does have to do with lunch. there was a kid sitting at our table once. I'm gonna cut up the name and I'm gonna tell you guys you're on board. It was Name. He was sitting with us and he had this sandwich that he dipped it in water. I don't know why he dipped it in water.
Yeah, kids would like put water in their styrofoam trays for some reason. Yeah, the
weirdest thing. I mixed all my food after I was done. I put like chocolate milk and like I don't know, like syrup and stuff. One of those
people takes all of the
cheese. Oh my god, breakfast was the best lunch.
But anyway, yeah, he dipped, he's like, took a sandwich. It was like just a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or like ham and cheese sandwich. Like that like bread that comes in loaf. So it's like when it gets water on, it becomes soggy, kind of gross. Dipped it in his, cause he had like a bowl or something that he filled with water. He dipped it in and he soaked it. He's like, look, I have a water sandwich. And then Max just literally leaned over and just took a giant bite of it. he's like, look, a water sandwich. In like 3 seconds, Max just almost like leans over his seat, just grabs it from him. He just devours it without even using his hands. It was disgusting. And he's like, sorry. He's like, that was my sandwich. Like, he didn't even get a bite of his own sandwich. it was really funny.
As I was saying, a breakfast for lunch was the best. There was pancakes and there's French toast sticks.
That actually leads me to my next thing. That was really good. But do you guys remember, we had like so many different lunches that were all so good. They used Pizza Bites. You remember those?
Oh my god, they got
just
removed.
They just stopped giving them
because it was unhealthy.
It was so bad, dude. They were so good, and it.
It sucks. I love those so much.
Pizza is
so
still those are so good. Even though pizza is unhealthy, it's classified as like healthy because there's tomatoes in it. Even though there's probably not tomatoes in the school lunch. He did it again.
All right, guys, I'm back.
Another thing has to do with people mixing water and food. One time, Max put a cookie in water.
Oh my god!
It just became cookie water.
Yes. And then
do you remember that one time where the
swirled it up?
Yep.
Do you remember that one time where they had just made the cookies as snack time was going, and
Wait. Say that again. I'm confused.
Like the cookies were just coming out as snack time.
They were just coming out of the oven. Yeah. And like the time when slime was like trending.
People thought there was slime.
Yeah, no. People were like, all the girls, like, you guys know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were like taking their nails and like digging them into the thing, and like they were like, oh my god, look, it's slime, and they were taking one end and then pulling it over, and then they would eat it. And it was those cookies were insanely good, and they just ruined them. And they had, like, fake nails with, like, nail polish on them, so the nail polish, like, came off.
Nail polish smells really good.
It does not.
It does.
It does. I like it. It's kind of like hand sanitizer.
When my mom comes home and her nails are done, I'm like, oh, you got your nails done, doesn't you? It smells so good.
I can smell it in my house.
Mom, you get your nails done. You smell so good today. You smell good, Mom.
It doesn't smell.
Colin.
Yes.
I'm going to lead you to something on your list so I can, like, set you up. Ready? You might want to look at your list.
Okay, set me up.
Kind of like digging your hands in slime and the cookie water, something else that disgusts me at lunch a lot that happens to be addressing is...
My mom's dress.
No! Balsamic vinegar.
Balsamic vinegar. Okay, so basically, one day, our friend, Max... he came over to the lunch table. He just grabbed a random dressing and said, here, somebody eat it. And Carson picks it up and, like, sniffs it.
It's so bad. Let me clear something up first, though. There's a giant tray of, like, ketchup and mustard and, like, ranch sometimes.
Yeah.
The balsamic vinegar is in this giant can and... bag. And it's, like, gelatinous and weird and thick. And I drank it, just, like, licking it, just to see. It is so bad. If anybody likes it, they're weird. It's the worst dressing I've ever had.
And who puts it on salad? Also, the kids that buy salad.
Yeah, I remember like kids could buy like salad and like turkey and cheese sandwiches.
They were never
like...
good though. I had one once. They were never really good.
No, they weren't. I had them.
Let's talk about the actual meals and let's say how good they are or bad they are. All
right. Okay. Like that's something on my list.
I want to start with something that's
no. Let's start with homemade meals that you brought to school.
Okay.
All right. That can vary.
Yeah. That can vary.
Depending on the food, it can vary.
What? I had 3 meals in circulation. Cheese crackers, like 2 Ritz crackers with like spread cheese in the middle. So good. I loved having that. Bagels.
Bagels are good.
Yeah. Butter. 10 out of 10. So good.
I would bring cold pizza too.
I'm so happy.
Oh, yeah.
Cold pizza is actually
Oh my god.
It is. I have it for breakfast.
All right. So there was this It was kind of like, you know, like the sauce at like Chinese places that they put over like the chicken and stuff?
Soy sauce?
No.
Teriyaki sauce?
No.
Yeah,
it's it like tastes really good.
Sauce,
so,
soy sauce, teriyaki sauce?
No. No, none of those. Fine. I don't know the name of it, so if you said it, I wouldn't know. But my mom used to like make those that sauce and put like grilled chicken and like spaghetti and broccoli in like a bowl and then you just, they used to like mix it up. And like I used to bring it's that in a thermos and it smelled so bad but it tasted so good.
Yeah, my mom would always make fried rice and it was the best thing, and kids would always be like, that's so weird, or like,
no.
And one time I brought like milk. Like kids would bring, like Colin did this. Yeah. He brought milk in a thermos. And cereal. And like milk kids would think that was weird. That's normal.
Yeah.
That's,
like, what thermos I bring milk in a thermos and then cereal in like a bowl, a tupperware.
Yeah.
My brother always had, or sometimes I had penne pasta in like with butter in a thermos. It was so good.
Really, my lunch was always leftover dinner. That's all it was, really.
Yeah.
It's a good way to like use leftovers, I guess.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Like cold pizza.
But they were always like, they're always just so good.
Yeah. No, yeah. Honestly, I always had good packed lunches. Even if they were the same three.
Those were the times where I would always, like, if my mom packed me a lunch that I didn't like, or like I thought I would and I didn't, I would just buy lunch without her knowing and I'd be negative. And like that brings us back to the lunch lady person.
Right.
She was so nice and she was like, it's okay, it's honey. So like, I understand. Just go. Yeah. Don't do this again. Have your mom pay. Have your parents pay. Yeah.
All right, bro. I have another food for us to rate. I know this is going to be like a negative rating. Hot dogs. Like the jiggliest hot dogs.
They're bouncy. Bouncy.
Hot dogs bounce. Those hot dogs, they bounce. And my brother made up a rumor once in his grade that they glow in the dark. They glow.
Wait, what? Who would bring it to the dark?
Yeah, I don't know.
You mean bring it to the bathroom and turns off the lights?
Yeah, they're like, we brought it to the bathroom, guys. It glows in the dark, and everybody believed it in their grade. It was really funny. All right, my meal that I wanna rate. Some people have mixed opinions. The worst meal at the lunch table. This is so bad.
I think
it's
I know
disgusting.
What you're gonna say.
Popcorn chicken.
Oh, I don't think you're gonna say that. I mean, like I used to
really
buy it.
Had it, but I did it's get so it a bad. Few times, and it wasn't super bad. Just was pretty bad. Wasn't
I
super.
I just don't
bad,
like
though.
It. It's just weird and boring.
Yeah.
And, wait, actually, another chicken that I never actually had. Well, actually, it's not chicken. Actually, maybe it is chicken. I don't even know. Yes, it is. Obviously, it is.
What?
So it's the boneless wings that have bones in them.
Oh yeah, the boneless wings.
Our science teacher, Mr. Science Teacher, he was saying once, he's like, all right, guys, there's boneless wings for lunch. And somebody raised their hand. Or no, he's like, are those actually good? Like those boneless wings? And someone's like, oh no, they have bones in them. He's like, oh, weird. So that's false advertising. So let's now call them bone wings. We called them bone wings the rest of our life.
Wow.
Our year. But
that's a good one.
They look good, but I just heard that they're not good.
I never bought those.
They were pretty good.
I usually like plain wings, like no sauce.
Yeah.
No, but then that's pretty much just like... Chicken tenders.
No.
And when they had that sushi day, where they brought in sushi.
Yeah, sushi was like, it was like $3 for like three rolls of sushi.
Wait, no. That wasn't sushi. No, that was the pasta day.
Pasta day
with like
was
the pasta chef. I remember
also
one day.
Like waffle day and stuff like that.
One year there was, I think it was like the last year that we had lunch and there was a pasta day. Nobody went up to them and we all just like went up to them and we were like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were the only ones up there.
People are kind of confused probably because I don't think many people have this, but we'd have a guy come in, the same guy, for pasta day.
Every
like
time.
Three times a year. Get this giant pasta machine and like this semolina stuff, and you put it in the pasta and you like molds the pasta. It's super cool. And it's like kind of like
sick.
A demonstration. So you go up like table.
It's kind of satisfying.
One
time,
well, yeah,
it would
was.
Like come out in here, just like chop it at like a.
One time
like
he let me eat the raw pasta and it was really gross. I don't know why he let
Wait,
me
Wait, was
it
like the dough or like the crispy
no, it was like,
raw pasta?
I think it was like the dough.
It was crispy. Just molded.
It was crispy.
It was weird. It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Can I try some of that powder?
Wait, what is your opinion on the tacos and nachos?
I used to buy those.
Okay. I love them. Okay. I love them. They were
bushing. I know this is crazy. I've never had them. I never bought them for some reason.
How?
That's before I liked tacos. I don't know.
They were so
you know what
good.
I, bro,
what about the nachos?
No, the nachos used to,
okay, do you guys remember the cheese? They had like the fake melted cheese.
That, yeah.
And now, and
Family
it was
friendly.
So good. And, yeah.
No, so what they did with the nachos, this is what I was going to say. I've just, by observing it, they had the melted cheese. And that's like the same melted cheese on like the macaroni and cheese, which actually wasn't bad. But they changed it to like actual, like shredded cheese on top of nachos. That defeats the whole point. They just give you meat and shredded cheese.
Yeah, but the meat was so good. If they didn't let me have a second nacho, sometimes they would just let me have the meat.
Melted. Bro, the nachos, they changed. So they used to, like, just put a bunch of chips on, like, a tray and then, like, give you, like, the little cup of melted cheese.
Yeah.
But the melted cheese was cold, so it was kind of bad. But then they put melted cheese. But then they put it in a bag and, like, it was so good because you could just put it in the bag and, like, shake it up.
Yeah.
And it'd be evenly distributed.
I remember that. Yeah.
Like, oh, it's like a walking taco.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've seen people do that before.
The tacos were good. The taco meat. All right,
guys, what about the mac and cheese? I loved it.
That was a hit or miss.
I loved it, but it gave me some stuff after school in the bathroom.
Yeah, it wasn't the best.
If you know what I mean by that.
It used to actually be hot. And then it wasn't.
It's not good anymore. I only had it like once, or I think I just tried
it a piece. I got it every time.
I used to like it, and then I grew up.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. It's not good. It's not good. It really isn't. Yeah. It's kind of gross. There was this thing. Before we sat at the lunch table, me and Max sat at a table once with a bunch of people. And he made up this thing. He's like, what if there's a bunch of invisible pillars everywhere and you could just walk into them and just fall? And so we were like demonstrating that. And then I'm like, look, I'm knocking on one. So what I did is I put my other hand under the table and knocked. And then invisibly like to mock that. It looked real.
Like this.
Yeah.
They can't see you, mate.
I know.
But I choked. It's okay. Somehow caught on to our lunch table. I mean, our lunch room, and everybody did that, and people still do that. I don't know why, but I sat at the lunch table. I think that was like a month before, or like a week before. Like it was like right around that, and I remember that time. That's just what I think of. Like right when I started to sit at the lunch table. But like everybody started to do it at our lunch table, and then people's tables would do that, and they'd just be like, "Oh, look, I'm knocking," and I'd be like, "Oh yeah."
If we still had the light at that time, the light would be always red, like it used to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that stupid light. We were talking about that before, weren't we?
Yeah, we were.
Yeah.
Funny times.
Yeah.
So, I have another thing. Actually, does anyone else want to go? Because I feel like I'm saying.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I have another thing. Someone else can go.
Okay.
We need to talk about all the inside jokes that we had.
Yeah, bro. That's where our jokes came from.
Yeah, I know. I see those on your list.
I have an inside joke list on Pages right now that I made like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So first one, we can go through these. These are fun. When I first came to the lunch table, you guys had a joke because a lunch lady came up to you and said like, when something happened. And that is just, that's hilarious. I don't know what it was. It was so funny.
Oh, wait. But
I wasn't there for that, but that was pretty funny.
Remember when we were doing the, Nate?
Ooh,
no. Nate? Stop. He's crushing the can, making the car noise. All right, remember we're doing the We Will Rock You thing, and somebody comes over and says, what was it? Is that We Are the Champions by Queens? Isn't that
We Are
the
Champions by Queens?
We are the champions. Like,
and like, We Are the Champions by Queens? I'm like, nope, that was the one. It was one of the lunch ladies. I'm like, yes.
We are the champions. That's what we started doing.
Yeah.
So funny. She was like, she really thought it was We Are the Champions by Queens.
But it's only because like those two songs are usually played back to back.
Yeah, you're right.
They're, like,
those are the memorable football game songs by Queens.
Yeah, for sure.
One at the end and one at the beginning. Colin, I have two words for you.
Football game.
This is another inside joke on the list. I have two
words. Mm-hmm. I think I know what you're going to say.
Silly salmon.
Hey, Jackson! Silly salmon!
This wasn't actually at lunch. It was at recess. But we were just, like, stand up somewhere and be like, oh, Jackson, silly salmon. Like,
pause right there, Colin.
What?
We should save this for a recess episode and keep the listeners watching.
Oh, yeah.
So it'll come back.
Okay, wait. I have two more
That's
words.
That's a good story.
I have two more words. Leo would be petrified.
Okay.
Cookie Illuminator.
I have that on my list.
I know that. That's why I said it.
Oh, I love that.
that was the best.
Yeah, so there was a cookie on the table, and I think maybe we weren't doing the We Will Rock You, but we were kind of banging on the table like this for some reason, and one of them just lifted off the table and like landed on a chair. And then Leo said, like Cookie Illuminator, like as a joke. And I'm like, Cookie Illuminator? And it's just not what he said at all. But it was the funniest thing at the time. Like, he would just knock it off a thing and was like, Cookie Illuminator. Because it makes no sense. And they're just the greatest two words on the planet.
So his cookie like fell on the floor and I accidentally stepped on it. And it was like crushed into bits. It was like, Illuminator.
No, it broke. Like, I don't know how that happened. Flew off the table, completely shattered on the ground.
I stepped on it. That's why he called me the Cookie Illuminator. And then he said Cookie Illuminator. Now it's an inside joke.
No. Yeah, I kind of have, like, trouble hearing, even though I don't. Someone will say something, and I'll just be like, wait, what? I'll say the most random thing. They're like, yes.
What?
Big circle.
Yep.
Oprah.
Hong Kong, Brazil. Obama bin Laden.
I wasn't there when that inside joke was made.
I wasn't there for any of these inside jokes. I'm, like, a lot newer to the friend group.
Yeah.
I have three words, Recon. Undies for two.
I wasn't there for that either.
Really?
No, that was the same sleepover.
All right, well, then we'll leave that. We'll leave that in on the page.
Yeah. Yeah, you can just look it up. All right. I have another one.
Okay.
Jugliat and mumps.
And yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay,
mumps
okay.
and poops, this and then Jugliat.
Whole, brings me to a whole, and then a whole like, category, them. Which is the group chat. So, a long time ago, lunch table first started to form. Me and Colin. Who else had a phone? I think it was Luke.
It was Leo and Max.
No, Luke got his phone, like, pretty recently.
So,
it was just Max me, had a you, Leo,
Max.
Max
had his computer. So, I had a group chat. Colin, you had your iPhone 4. Max has computer, and Leo
no,
had
iPhone 6.
Oh, big
iPhone
man, 6, big right. man.
So, we made a group chat, and it was called Some of the Lunch Table, and it was a perfect name, honestly.
Because that's what it was.
We're gonna call this podcast Some of the Lunch Table, because, like, it was only four of us, and, like, nobody else had a phone yet, so we're kind of waiting for them to get phones. It was like, some of the lunch table, just half of us.
Yeah.
And then we had a lot of group chat names. We still have a lot of group chat names.
Yeah.
When everyone joined, we finally made it the lunch table. But we had a sleepover once where I was talking about this really weird thing me and my brother made up called Camp Mumps and Poops. I don't know why. We made this up when we were like 4 years ago or 5 years ago, like a really long time ago. I
what
don't know
is
why.
Mumps?
The funniest thing.
Ask your brother.
Mumps is like a disease.
Yeah, you like, don't know what like mumps is? Pox. You get a shot for mumps.
Yeah,
I never heard of mumps.
But we made up the Camp Mumps and Poops as
mumps
a weird
and
concept.
Poops.
So.
Sounds like beatboxing, like Boots and Cats, but Mumps and Poops.
Mumps and Poops and Mumps and Poops and Mumps and Poops.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alright, carry on.
Yeah, we also made up random people that I would draw, and they looked really weird and had really weird names, and one of them was Jugliat, and I also told them that at the sleepover, so we mixed them together, and Jugliat and Mumps came about. So we named our group chat Jugliat and Mumps.
Sorry, by the way. It was Nate's fault.
Oh, no, that's okay. So we started at some of the lunch table to Jugliat and Mumps, and then we finally got the lunch table, but then after that, the legendary name came, okay? The legendary name.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Broken Spoons and Funyuns.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah!
That's a whole different story.
That was great.
Because
so we used to,
Carson
yeah,
just
we
used
broke
to
spoons all the time.
Break spoons straight with his fist on the table.
One time, a little piece flew so far that it landed on the allergy table.
Yeah.
So went to the allergy
like,
table, and
a
girl came over and was like,
is this
your spoon? I'm like, oh, shoot, sorry.
That reminds me, one time I was in, like, first grade, and we had, like, reading partners. My reading partner taught me how to, like, flick a pencil really far. And I flicked the pencil super far into Luke's head. That's before me and Luke, like, really knew each other. I got in a lot of trouble for it. Yeah,
what?
I flicked it, like, at his head.
Was he okay?
Like, what part hit him? Was it, like, the tip or, like, the side?
Luke, do you remember that?
Luke's here, by the way.
I hope it was the side.
I threw, like, a pencil at your head.
Luke's here,
just,
by
like,
the way.
Fell from the sky. Do you remember that?
Luke's
we were,
here,
like, reading.
Luke's here, by the way.
I don't think it happened. Luke doesn't remember.
Yeah, he doesn't remember. It didn't happen. It's
Phil. Nate flicked a pencil at your head.
Do you remember that? We were, like, pencil. Reading, and I was, like,
that. Pencil.
And, like,
at your
pencil.
Head.
Pencil, and it, like, landed on your head.
Wait, I actually can't remember
that. You're right?
Okay, it did happen. Luke remembers.
Wait.
He flicked a pencil.
A pencil.
It was like kindergarten and we were like reading Andre. Let's go back to the conversation. All right, Nate.
I'm always at the nurse's office for diabetes and there's this one kid came in with like a cut on his hand and he's like, what happened? He's like, I stabbed a pencil in my hand.
What?
And he's like, put hands inside drawer. He's like, oh, it hurts. And I'm like, this is the
most no,
the pain. Pain.
Like,
he gets stopped.
He's like, why does it hurt?
Can stop.
Why does he
anyway. Yeah, so back to Broken Spoons and Funyuns. Max always got Funyuns. I don't know why. He got it every day.
So, copyright.
Broken Spoons and Funyuns kind of just formed as another group chat name. And as of right now, because I know you're wondering, we've been through.
What's our group chat name now? Let's talk about that.
It's the lunch table with like bomb something.
The lunch table, Bosnian Navy, Borth.
I don't know why.
Max
like Boar's head. We should change
B-O-R-H,
that sometime.
B-O-R-H, like, kind of weird. We've probably been through more than 100.
Definitely. Yeah.
It always changes.
I was there for the OG name, some of the lunch table. Gang.
I have one thing. I have one more thing to say, but that'll be a good ending conversation. So why don't somebody else say something?
All right, I'll
take it from here.
Actually, yeah, you haven't said anything original.
Yeah, it's because I'm not really.
I haven't been
in the party group for that long.
And also, we had bullets, so he didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I also
Idiot.
Don't have bullets. All right.
She's Nate.
I don't know what, like...
You're not, Natalie. So, basically...
Okay.
I have braces now, but I got them off before I got them on back on. So, I had them in, like, second or third... I think it was third grade, because I got them the summer after second grade.
Yeah,
and
same.
I had...
Same here.
this like toothbrush. It was, I think everybody gets this when you get braces, but basically like the top kind of disconnected and like the bottom part was hollow, so you could just flip it upside down. It was like a travel toothbrush.
Yeah.
And my mom said bring it to school just to get food out of your braces after you eat.
But yeah, my
teacher, I never used that.
Me either. But my orthodontist, she told me when I first got my braces, she's like, you need to brush your teeth now 3 times a day at every meal. So bring it to school and brush your teeth at the lunch table. I'm like, you think I'm crazy? You think I'm going to do that? Like,
yeah.
I'll even go into the bathroom to brush my teeth in school is weird. Yeah, like, the teachers would be like, no, can't do that in class.
It's nasty, too. Like, the bathrooms are nasty.
Gross.
Yeah, bathrooms suck, by the way.
Yeah.
They're weird. They're bad. They're bad bathrooms. I don't like them.
Basically, so I lost the toothbrush and I found like it was just in my lunchbox. It was just in my lunchbox and like I couldn't find it. And I found like the little hollow part, but I couldn't find the actual toothbrush. And my teacher was helping me look for it for some reason. I don't know why she wasn't teaching. Maybe it was recess or something. But she was like, yeah, once when I was in like when I was around your age, the little kid.
It was your age when I was young and
like when the dinosaurs were still around.
Right. Oh my god, everybody makes that joke. And our math teacher.
A good cave. Yeah, they do make that joke all the time.
Yeah.
Like back and when the prehistoric dinosaurs in here and I was a kid just like you.
Right.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah. So she said, I accidentally threw out my retainer, and that was at like the start of lunch. So everybody threw out their stuff above it, and I never got that back. And that was really a lot more expensive. Yeah. I was like, you're right.
Yeah, you shouldn't throw out your retainer. Yeah, you're right. You know.
Guys, don't do that. Don't try that at home.
Yeah, don't try it at home. Don't try throwing your retainer out at home.
Or at all.
Oh, yeah.
Don't try this school. Don't try this. Not don't try this at home. No, don't try this.
It. Yep.
That's what we just said.
Don't try. All right, Carson, you want to say your finale?
Yeah, I'll say my final thing. So, this is kind of a little question. Now that we've moved on from sixth grade, which is the last year of RM elementary school, which I know a lot of you guys have fifth grade as your last, or fourth grade even. We have sixth grade for some reason. Middle school for us starts at seventh grade. It goes seventh, eighth for middle school, and then high school is ninth, 10th, 11th, 12th.
Yeah.
So, for seventh grade, we are going to have a new cafeteria.
There are... Oh, my God!
Stop!
Okay, carry on.
Yeah, everything you just did cut
There's
out.
Three different types of tables. There's circle tables, there's rectangle tables, and there's booths. Like, wait, literal booths.
There's also high tables.
Oh, and there's a high table, which might be for teachers or like lunch table guys. Want the booth.
I want the booth.
So the question is, where are we going to sit? What are we going to do?
But then everybody's like kind of crammed together. I kind of want my own personal space.
So we can
vote on like booth days, circle days, and rectangle days.
No, because what the thing is though, if you get one table, it's hard to get a table. Not everybody can usually fit. So if you get a table the first day of school, that's like your table for the whole year.
Yeah, basically.
That's what my brother told me. So me and Nate kind of walked by. We had middle school orientation yesterday, so we walked by the cafeteria at the end of the day when I tried to fix my locker because it was not working. Well, it was. I'm just bad at it.
Yeah,
we
looked at them. Suck. No, I'm joking.
Oh, I'm
sweating.
Yeah,
no, yeah. Nah, you're bad at opening lockers.
You got it like 4 times in a row. But anyway,
we both said loser.
Carson walked by the tables and we saw a table. We were looking. We like peeked our head in there. And we were looking at the tables, and Carson can take it from there.
I want that circle table. I think the circle
table. I agree, and it's perfect for us, because there's like 6 or 7 chairs.
Yeah, because it's new, and you like keep your space.
Right, and it's big. Those tables are big. I'd say that's the most amount of space, those circle tables. And we might have to ditch our spots, like our designated spots. So yeah, so basically, that was a little short and sweet thing. Just a little, you know, nod to 7th grade. But now I want to talk about one more thing. One of our friends, Luke. Luke Seaman, I don't know your middle name.
It comes from here.
Luke Joseph Seaman. Yeah, he is going to be going to a different school for 7th grade. At first, he was going to be going to 8th grade.
He lives at...
But he will now be going to a different school for 7th grade. So we're going to be saying goodbye to him.
His phone number is...
His address... No, so...
His social security number.
Is 11...
His mom's phone number.
Get on in here. Get on in here, Luke.
Yeah, Luke, come here. Come here. Luke's here, by the way, in person, actually.
Yeah, he is. I'm not. I'm on Discord.
Yeah.
Discord!
You're howling at the moon. Hi, Luke. So how do you feel that you're going to...
I mean, the schools are, like, right next to each other, so we can just see each other.
Yeah, shut up. Shut up.
Literally right next to each other.
No, it's very sad, guys.
This is really sad.
We will have lunch with him.
We're
going
to be 50 feet apart.
Oh, no! So, Luke,
tell us about your
you're gonna be going to a school, right?
Yes.
Yes. How do you feel?
Sad.
Do you know anyone?
You are
there?
Sad.
Yeah. I am.
Honestly, are you? I think you should be happy. This is a cool opportunity. You get to meet new people at a cool school.
It is. I know one kid.
The school.
I don't
know.
Say
the school.
Idiot.
I'll cut it out.
His name's
a person.
Lives at 10.
I went there actually. I went to that school.
Don't go.
The school.
Carson.
I went to
Carson
school.
The new school.
I went to a school.
Unnamed school.
Unnamed school. For preschool and kindergarten and first grade. It was fun.
Oh, you're talking about
school. Oh, shut up. We salute to you, a fallen soldier. But it's okay. You go on the new good thing. So everybody put your two fingers to your forehead like you're saluting.
I don't think
we'll say
it's not to your forehead, it's to the edge of your eyebrow and it's four fingers.
It's three.
Whatever, it doesn't matter. I did it fine. I'll do whatever you're saying.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, Carson!
You're talking to a future Marine soldier!
Yeah! All right, you're disrespecting a future Army soldier.
Alright, let's join hands in prayer, even though we all can't. Right. Okay? And now I'm gonna pray.
Bring
Luke
around the
is
Rousey.
Going to another school. Amen. Okay, that was great. That was great. Oh my god, I'm in tears. That was so
fun. That was fun. All right. Do you lotion?
Yeah.
What?
Alright, you lotion?
Yeah,
what do you guys think?
What do you guys think?
Is this should we conclude the first lunch table episode?
I think
episode?
That will be it for the first ever lunch table episode.
All right, let's all say bye in unison. Count to three in your heads.
Bye! Bye.